It's your show. You can dial in toll-free, bring up whatever's on your mind, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com is the website. As we continue taking your phone calls about whatever's on your mind, let's start things out with Eric in Texas. We've got to get and jump into the swine flu thing here in moments. In fact, I believe that's why he's calling. Eric, you're on Free Talk Live.
Evening, guys.
Yes, sir. Hey. It's on your mind.
So, first of all, everybody's freaking out over the swine flu thing, which I think is hilarious. I think it's a bunch of, as Mark said, FUD.
Fear, uncertainty, and doubt?
Absolutely. And I listened to this week's episode of This Week in Tech, which is a fairly liberal-leaning show, but it's mainly about tech, so I can stand it. But they actually had a scientist on talking about it. And it was great because even at one point, one of the panelists mentioned, you know, this is just BC posturing for more funding. So I was glad to see they called him out on it. But you were able to glean a lot of other useful information. But one of the things I wanted to point out that they mentioned was if you look at just the numbers, there's like 40,000 people die in the U.S. from car accidents every year.
Yeah.
So if you aggregate that out by day, less people have died from this than will die on America's roads today.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. You know, I mentioned to Ian and Mark when I came in, I wrote about 13 pages on this thing today over the course of about an hour and a half as I prepared for my podcast over at my website. And I was getting everything together. It took me 4 hours to do this podcast because I went and, you know, you have all these different strains of thought, which are starting on what you say. You know, you're getting the government involved with something. How many other things are more dangerous? And people are so alarmist about this. And then there are so many other aspects of this story that deserve some sort of attention. As you said, CDC vying for more money, the assumption that somehow even people who used to subscribe to the idea that government is acceptable if it's a government to protect people from other people, they sign on to this thing, this concept that the government should be involved in trying to stop viruses from spreading from one person to another.
I know how you can take care of this whole virus problem. You just shoot all the people.
There you go.
Then the viruses won't have anything to get transferred in, and there will be no more illness.
Judge death. One of the things
is the crime is life. The sentence is death.
I tried to go in descending order based on those people who are the small government people and the constitutionalists and so on and say, okay, look, very clearly, this is not something that's constitutionally sanctioned. It's not an Article 1. It's not an Article 2.
You mean the CDC?
The CDC, the Homeland Security czar who's down there giving people advice, wash your hands. Oh, thank you, genius. You know, even under their rationale for this, the things that the government is doing are not acceptable. I mean, the Homeland Security czar, I thought that person was there to try to stop terrorism. Now they're there to stop forest fires in California, to stop flooding in New Orleans, and to stop ice and snow in New Hampshire in the wintertime, and to stop microbiological viruses from entering people's bloodstreams and making them ill.
Anything, any threat that's invisible, the government loves.
Yes.
Because and they can make up whatever they want about.
And there are so many factors involved here. You've got the media, and the media have a tendency to be able to only focus on the central authority. It makes it very easy for them to get their jobs done. We go to the authority. Well, and then that gins people up to look to the authority themselves as the audience.
Don't forget that media, especially newspaper media, the old media, really is built on fear entirely.
Yes.
I remember a map, it's been probably 2 years ago.
Sells papers.
Where they were showing, you know, mudslides here, fires there, hurricanes here. I mean, they just showed a map of the United States with death descending on it. Really, you know, just different kinds of death. You know, this part was on fire. This part was sliding into the ocean.
Right, yeah.
I mean, it's they love that crap.
Yeah, they do. They do. So the politicians feed off it. At the same time, the reporters feed off the politicians. It's a I scratch your back, you scratch my thing. Mm-hmm. In the meantime, the audience is at a disadvantage now because their view is only channeled. It's focused on what is presented on the pop media.
And it's being blown out of proportion.
Exactly.
As Eric points out, I mean, as many people that have died of the swine flu died today in car accidents. Great perspective today, Eric. Any other thoughts?
Yeah, just one other thought. The best thing you can do to protect yourself from such a outbreak as this, or even, you know, you go back to the 1918 Spanish flu, is the people who are safest are the people who live a normal, perfect, healthy lifestyle. You know, the people who, you know, most of the time they wash their hands when they go to the bathroom, but, you know, every now and then they forget or whatever because they expose themselves to germs and stuff like that. They've done studies that kids who pick their nose and eat their boogers, as gross as it is, they get sick on an order of magnitude less than kids who don't.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
That's funny.
There's a new habit you need to pick up.
Yeah. Why is that, Eric?
Because they expose themselves to these germs, the bacteria. On a viral level, there's not so much you can do to protect yourself, which in this case it is a virus. But the people who expose themselves to those unhealthy things, whether knowingly or not, they build up their immune system. And that's why during the 1918 Spanish flu, the older people generally didn't get sick, or if they did get sick, they recovered after a few days, whereas the younger people who had no immune system were devastated by it.
So the people that live their lives like a worried soccer mom, always, you know, washing their hands obsessively, compulsively to that point, and are just trying to live in a super squeaky clean environment are actually most likely to contract things like this?
Absolutely, yeah.
And you're less likely if you enjoy delicious boogers.
You learn something new every night here on Free Talk Live. Great call tonight, Eric. Thank you. 800-259-9231. Mm-hmm. Maybe somebody should market a product. Save you from the swine flu.
I want to take a bath.
I would just love to see Janet Napolitano getting up and as part of her next instructional booklet or video or something for this, you know, actually give a demonstration on how to pick your nose and eat it. That'd be great. Oh, my goodness.
So, Gardner,
Newsmax really wants to fire that lady, Janet Napolitano. Have you seen, I've been somehow or another I got on their little probably during the Ron Paul
thing. They want her gone
basically. Some reason or another, and it's because
it's not that she's working for Newsmax. What you mean is that they want her fired from the U.S. government.
Yes. They want to fire her from the U.S. government because I guess she took that Missouri thing. I don't know where they're calling, you know, essentially libertarians terrorists, domestic terrorists. She took that and brought it to another level inside the government or something. I don't know exactly.
Returning soldiers and things like that.
Gard, you've been following this swine flu thing. What exactly is going on? I mean, I have to admit, I'm completely out of the loop.
I just feel so vindicated that my hobby has now come to pass. I've just been watching the swine flu for so long. I love it. It's just great on my weekends. You know, I go out with the guys and like, Gard, man, you got to stop talking about the swine flu. I'm like, come on.
Isn't the swine flu what AIDS was back in the early 80s?
Yeah, well, in a short period of time. This is the second time that a flu like this has appeared. It's a combination of
bird flu before.
Yeah, well, the bird flu thing never translated into a human flu. You know, that's where I used to play surf and bird all the time on my show.
Yeah.
That was fun because I get to play the Trashman, so it was awesome. So, but anyway, there has been a swine flu before back in it was like 1918. It was mentioned early, 1910, something like that. And it wiped out a lot of people, and so it can be dangerous. It was a different type of swine flu. This swine flu, you know, because I am such an expert on swine flus, this one has a very, very rich bouquet. It's wonderful. You sniff it. It's great. It's human, avian, and swine put together. So it's sort of like...
Okay.
Yeah.
It's actually the viruses that affect... human,
yes,
avian,
exactly,
you know,
exactly.
Humans, birds, and pigs.
Right. It's so, like a Milky Way of viruses. Good.
So, but viruses are always going to mutate. And,
So here's the deal. This virus is not as dangerous as some viruses. It's more dangerous than others. It's generally not lethal if you are a healthy person. If you are immune compromised, it can be dangerous. And the government is using this as a rationale to gin up fear and pat itself on the back for protecting people when it is not. And those are the key elements to learn from, that government is not the entity to which you want to turn to protect
you. Save you. Yeah, they might put you in a camp somewhere and tell you that they're trying to save you, but more coming up. We'll get into it.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you? Violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious tasting chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard to digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't decline. Declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better. Debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret that credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-293-9219. That's 800-293-9219. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-293-9219 today.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your
show, you dial toll-free. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by Termco Life Insurance Agency, protecting your family against financial loss due to an untimely death. Call 800-493-7712 for Termco Life Insurance Agency. That's 1-800-493-7712. As we continue here, Gardner telling us, filling us in on this swine flu situation as he wraps a mask over his face like Michael Jackson.
People at home can see. Very important.
If they're at the cam, they can see that.
Absolutely. People watching at home on the cam. So the swine flu, very exciting stuff, and I think you can derive a lot of lessons about this. This is the sort of thing that even many so-called conservatives just assume, well, you've got to have government.
Because this is what it's for.
This is exactly what it's for. It's like, first of all, if you're a constitutionalist, and I'm not, I just want to mention the Constitution. I didn't sign it. It doesn't protect my freedoms. It's a piece of paper that I realized a while ago is under attack. It would be nice if they got back to a constitutional government, but I would go further and get rid of government entirely. But for those people who are constitutionalists, what are you people thinking? It is certainly not the role of the federal government to be involved in any way in anything other than the defense of the United States against aggression from foreign aggressors.
The flu is foreign. It's aggressive.
See, they can make up these rationales.
Easy.
What if it were terrorists that were pathogens?
It's so easy to find the loopholes, right, that you need to, general welfare. I mean,
absolutely right. They do all sorts of things. Interstate Commerce Clause, General Welfare Clause, exactly what you say. There's nothing in there in the executive branch. There's nothing in there in the legislative branch that gives them the power to try to stop diseases, to try to stop fires.
So what if, even if there were, we've seen what government does.
Exactly.
We know how good it is at responding to emergency situation.
Precisely.
They can't even handle a hurricane.
It's an on-off switch with these guys. They either become totalitarian and take over and do everything, you know, by eliminating people's freedoms, in their homes, lock them up, or they don't do anything sufficiently, but they still tell you they're protecting you.
Right. Anybody that counts on the government, whether it's the federal, local, state governments, to save them in some dire situation is going to be sorely disappointed and hopefully will live through the process. I mean, look at what happened after Hurricane Katrina, where they just rounded people up and poured them all into the Houston Superdome or Astrodome or something like that, or the New Orleans Superdome?
It was the Superdome in New Orleans.
New Orleans, but then they trucked some people out to Houston later, I think, and they just put a whole bunch of people together in the same place. What are they going to do if there's some kind of outbreak?
That's right.
I mean, because that's not going to be somewhere you want to be if there's an outbreak.
You hit it exactly right. And, you know, to make the analogy, you remember how we were talking about the roads before, how I was all ticked off and I was driving over here because the roads are commonly owned and you have the bad people in there and the good people as well.
Yeah.
What they have done here is they've taken your personal liberty when it comes to your health and decisions as to how much risk you want to take. Do you want to be around sick people, healthy people, or whatever? And they have put it within a tragedy of the common situation where either you're going to have no freedoms, or you're going to have some freedoms, but they'll be pretending they're protecting you. And the question is, which is better at responding to these problems? Government, which stores up drugs, keeps them off the market, keeps the price of the drugs higher, restricts the ability of companies to be able to make flu vaccines to five companies only, which have political favoritism involved.
Wow.
They make the wrong sorts of flu vaccines. In the meantime, we're out here saying, hey, why don't you trust us to take care of our own lives? They have the ability to breach the Constitution. If the Congress were to impose, or the federal government were to impose, some sort of quarantine, that's an infringement on the assembly, the right to peaceably assembly under the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
So that's unconstitutional. The movement to buy up these drugs, unconstitutional. But on the side beyond the Constitution, what you're saying has great resonance. People should recognize that you can't have a safe life. But the best way to be able to come up with hedges against risk is to allow you to measure the risk. And government will not allow you to measure what the risk is. They gin up fears. They tell you this is this. They have their own incentives to bring their own money into the CDC. They take the materials off the market. They can break into your home at any time. They can quarantine you. They can not only prevent you from leaving your house, but prevent other people from taking the risk of coming to see you.
Yeah.
This is all. You cannot have individual liberty and government involvement in trying to stop diseases. The two cannot coexist. It's impossible.
Scary. It's scary to think about what the state's response to some sort of outbreak might possibly be. And I understand somebody's going to be out there saying, well, wait a minute, guys. You can't just let these people run willy-nilly into the population. They're dangerous. They're communicating disease to people. I mean, Mark Gardner, are you advocating that these folks just be able to just run free and spread disease?
This is how we take the next step. It's the same thing as the analogy to the roads, where you say, well, you just can't allow the craziest, most reckless drivers out on the roadways. Well, you know, the problem is that those people are having their tax money taken to build those roads as well. Even when you have toll systems, you still are subsidizing the toll systems with all sorts of gas taxes. Those taxes are indirectly passed on to people buying food, even if they're just, you know, walking to and from the supermarket. So you've created this situation with the roadways where you are allowing some people that I wouldn't want on my roads, really crappy drivers who still, you know, get their licenses and the cops can't stop all the bad drivers. Mm-hmm. They're out on the roads, whereas in this situation, if they make this tragedy of the commons for your health and the risks you're going to take, they will decide who can come out and who can't. And it's an on-off thing. You're going to have, or it's just going to be a mix of all sorts of craziness. You've got the government saying, well, we're not going to allow these people out, but we are going to allow these people out. So,
you'll be allowed out as long as you test clean.
Yeah. So if you had a private society, if you had a Disney World can set its own parameters. Do you want to have a lot of safety? Do you want to not have safety? You voluntarily sign on. If you don't like that, you don't have to go into that society. You don't have to go into that community. If you don't want to have a test the minute you walk in, a blood test or something like that, then you don't have to deal with those people if it's too stringent. In the government, you don't have these types of choices. You get a one-size-fits-all policy. So when I'm on the roads, I've got to drive with crappy drivers. When I'm out in the public, I've got to deal with government rules about what is healthy and what's not healthy, the risks that I will have to accept.
Now, look, I'm with you, Gardner. I think that I think that life is to some extent about taking risks. The more risks you take, the greater the reward can be. You can get through life without taking any significant risks, and you might not have any really great rewards as a result of that. But are you saying that somebody who's got the swine flu or some other communicable disease should be able to just walk around? And, I mean, look, 7-Eleven is not going to be able to afford to have some guy standing at the front door testing people, every single customer that comes in. Or are they?
Well,
I mean,
you know,
how realistic is that?
There would be various incentives, I think. I think it would depend on what their profit threshold was and what the clientele demanded.
Yeah.
You know, if I were a guy dealing diamonds, let's say, and I knew that there was a really sick family, but I could make $1 million profit rather than a $10 profit visiting that house, I might take my chances. So I should be the one who calculates that.
And if you're afraid of running into somebody with the flu, then you should stay in your house, right? And you should be the one
testing
the people
that
come near you.
Wear a little mask, keep a little hand lotion stuff.
800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. This is Free Talk Live.
If on the rise, clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
If you have over $10,000 in credit card debt, you need to hear this. Have you been watching the banks getting their bailout money and wondering where your relief is? The answer you're looking for is the Bailout Group. The Bailout Group has settled over $100 million in credit card debt for people just like you. The Bailout Group can help cut your debt by up to 60% of its original value, removing those high interest fees and rolling everything into one low monthly payment. And the best part? All GCN listeners qualify for a free 5-minute debt relief consultation. This is the system that credit card companies don't want you to know about. This is a fast, proven, and legal process for your credit card debt concerns. Call the Bailout Group now at 800-324-6554. That's 800-324-6554. Debt relief experts are standing by. You have nothing to lose except your credit card debt. Call 800-324-6554. 800-324-6554 today.
You worry. If you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up whatever you want if you dial toll-free to the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. And it's Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com, features including the bulletin board system. We've got over 450,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about, from serious issues to fun stuff. You find it all free over at bbs.freetalklive.com, bbs.freetalklive.com. As we continue taking your phone calls, Gene, the Christian anarchist, on the line in Tennessee. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live.
Greetings.
Hey, it's on your mind.
Before I go into global warming, I wanted to talk to you guys about some legal work, like Adventures in Legal Land kind of stuff. There's been groups that have done the common law and the habeas corpus and all that stuff for quite a while, actually, probably ever since they actually paid attention to common law in this country.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a group that I've been a member of for almost 10 years, I guess. It's one of the Yahoo groups. If you go to groups.yahoo.com and you search for the one that's called LawWorks 1, and that's the digit one, you know, the number one. So LawWorks 1. And in that group, they have all kinds of resources and stuff. You do have to be a member of the group. You can't just, it's not open to anybody, but it's easy to become a member if you say that you have an interest in studying common law. And
okay, so what tactics are these people using?
They use basically the same tactics, filing of the habeas corpus and requiring them to show that you've committed an actual malum prohibitive type of law rather than a malum in se.
You mean a crime that involves a victim versus one that does not, or one that's just simply a crime against the legislature or whatever?
Correct. And they've had mixed results like every one of these other groups because, as we all know, the courts don't really pay a lot of attention to rules. Anyway.
Correct.
But if you're lucky enough to find a court that will actually hear these things, it's an excellent resource of material, so I highly recommend them to anybody that wants to go that route. And like I say, I've been a member of that group for almost 10 years, and I've seen them go through quite a few struggles. And they do stay away from the straw man argument, which I believe is a bunch of bunk. And so
that's the capital letters thing?
Yeah. And the reason I think it's bunk is because it doesn't follow contract law. Contract law requires them knowing. It requires that you understand your agreement and you agree to it. Well, obviously, nobody could understand that agreement, so therefore it's void. Back to global warming, which we talked about a couple nights ago, and I mentioned at the time that how I thought it's a bunch of baloney because these scientists, ever since I was young, have changed their story multiple times about whether we're going into an ice age or a global warming or...
Mm-hmm.
And then they said we were running out of oil, and now we're swimming in the stuff.
Right, aren't the same scientists the ones that said that, or some of the same scientists, the ones that said there was going to be an ice age, now they're saying the Earth is warming? I mean, why
Absolutely.
Can't they get their story straight?
Absolutely, and I just want to point out a new little tidbit I came up with, and it's on Breitbart.com, that website, and if you look for air pollution helps plants, just do a search for air pollution helps plants. So here we've got a new study by some scientists, you know, that say that through photosynthesis that the air pollution is actually helping the plants to blunt the climate change. So now they're saying that, we're going through climate change and it's all our fault, yada, 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 which is a bunch of baloney in my opinion. This study says that our air pollution is actually helping the situation. So here you've got pointy heads on one side of the argument, and you got pointy heads on the other side of the argument, and they've all got basically the same data. The data doesn't change. You can read the numbers and stick them in a spreadsheet.
Yeah.
It's how you crunch the numbers and what kind of variables you input into that, because it's not the numbers that change, it's the variables that they put in there. The projections are based on variables, and nobody knows what these variables are. So people are plugging in whatever variable they think is going to give them the outcome they want.
Right, you know,
exactly right.
The we were reading an article, I guess it was Friday night, Dennis and I, about... You know, the solution to this whole global warming things, of course, is ethanol, or, you know, that's what they thought a couple of years ago. And then it turns out that this corn, way in the production increases nitrous oxide, which is 300 times more dangerous to, of a greenhouse gas than carbon dioxide. So in fact, they've actually made the problem worse by legislating ethanol rather than making it better. And then there were scientists that were for this. And the fact is, you know, even if you claim that, science is a good idea, you know, it's a good idea to go with what the scientists say, the scientists can be wrong. Even if they, you know, look at the, you know, it's their interpretation
of
the data.
Scientists disagree. I mean, you keep grouping scientists together like they are all of one voice, and that's not true.
It's true that they aren't, but I would say that the vast majority of them out there are going for this global warming thing right now. The ones
depends
that are in
on
that
whether
field.
Or not they're a member of the higher learning cartel called universities. Of
yes.
course, the higher learning cartel, they take their marching orders from their bosses. So,
well, yeah, are they getting a grant from the government? And if so, then their results might be a little tainted.
Yeah, all of the universities get money from the government.
Yeah, so, science in universities has become completely politicized over the past 25 to 30 years. My sister went to the Harvard School of Public Health, and there's no possible way you could get a grant unless you were doing something that the government approved of and wanted as part of its agenda. And, you know, it's rife all the way down. I did a podcast a little while ago about global warming, which they're now calling climate change because they can't say the globe is warming anymore. So they're using new terminology, just dancing around as the treadmill gets faster and faster for them.
Because, of course, the climate is going to change. They're going to be right about that.
Yeah, as though the Earth's climate has never changed.
Exactly.
Before, I mean.
And my niece has this project they're working on in science and social studies, of course, all the way down in
seventh grade. So these things, you know, they say do an experiment on this, or how does climate change affect you? So I pulled out the Politically Incorrect Guide to Global Warming and Other Eco-Myths by Chris Horner of the Competitive Enterprise Institute. Got a lot of great information in there. I recommended a bunch of books to her teacher. And, you know, I said to my niece, this is incumbent on you now. Now that you know this stuff, unfortunately, you've got some pressure on you, because even though you could mention it in a paper, if you're in class, you're going to be one of the few people who knows this. The other kids are giving, well, the teacher might give her a bad grade or something, but these other kids are being given faulty information. Mm-hmm. She has a burden now to try to correct that for these other kids.
To her own risk.
Yeah,
if she gets bad grades, or the kids are essentially trained to believe what the teacher says and not what she says, her own classmates could turn against her.
Yeah.
What I like to do is I like to try and analyze everything using this little pea that God gave me between my ears called a brain. And I look at the size of the planet, and I look at the size of the atmosphere, and I look at the amount of pollution we're putting out. And I realize when I run those numbers through my puny little brain that there's no way in hell that what we put out could possibly make a dent in this atmosphere. I don't care what those scientists say. When you look at the volume of stuff that we're putting out, you compare it to the volume of the atmosphere, you're talking about 0.000-something%. And there's no way that kind of a change in the atmosphere would ever affect this planet.
Thanks, Gene, for the call tonight. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Didn't he basically say the same thing on Saturday night?
It's a good point. It's an important issue, yeah. I must say.
Toll free, 800-259-9231. Yeah, I'm not too concerned. I like what Gene has to say about that. And, of course, you can point out that the Earth's climate has been changing for a long time, that Greenland used to be green, and you can just go on down the list.
The idea that somehow or another the government, whether it's the United States government or some other country's government or one world socialist government, is to provide you with a static world that doesn't change.
That's crazy.
To some extent, that is exactly what people have the expectation of. They expect things not to change. And that's stupid.
Whether it's at an environmental level or it's at a town level where some people don't like the color of the new Mexican restaurant in town.
We have a historic district, of course. You can't change things here.
Right. The colors in New England have always been brown and gray. Quit it with this yellow stuff. That's one of the things we're dealing with here. So, it's all about keeping things the same, and it's madness to believe that everything's going to stay the same. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com, or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock, and what I'm about to tell you is true. My real Social Security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, every member is covered by our $1 million total service guarantee.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen. It's your reputation, your credit, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens. And if anything happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million total service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-605-4229 right now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-605-4229. That's 1-800-605-4229. Again, 1-800-605-4229.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You dial up, bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Garn.
And Mark.
Join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the site. The features are totally free, so enjoy those. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then you can shop with us at Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. Enter Amazon through that link. Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. Doesn't matter what you buy. It can be new, can be used. They've got dozens of categories. They've got free Super Saver shipping on a whole lot of items. If you ever shopped at Amazon before, you probably had a good experience because it's a great site. So just enter through Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com and Free Talk Live will get a cut. As we continue with your phone calls about whatever you want, we'll talk to Matt in Illinois on the Amp Line. Hello, Matt.
Evening, gentlemen.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, you were just talking about global warming, and Garden mentioned that he has a niece in school who has information. And I was wondering, Garden,
yeah,
what do you suppose would happen if your niece was to come up with an argument such as, well, global warming really wouldn't have that much of an effect on me because I could adapt to the weather. However, the government could have more of an effect on me by, say, taxing me through and taking more of my wealth through the threat of global warming.
Yeah, that's a really nice way to put it. And that's exactly the sort of thing that's happening. You know, just as we were going into the music and the commercial break, I mentioned that last year the Supreme Court ruled that carbon dioxide could be considered a pollutant. And now the EPA is working on new regulations for carbon emissions. They're going to come up with this dumb cap-and-trade nonsense, which they're calling a free market alternative, which is absolute crap.
Anything with government involved is not free market.
Yeah. It's like, well, you're on the plantation, so we've set up a free market solution to how many acres of land you can walk on while you pick cotton, you know? I mean, it's just ridiculous. I think you're right. And one of the key things here, though, is, you know, what we were talking in the first hour, the very beginning about, and when Ziggy called up, about this politically correct idea that everybody's got to be the same, nobody can excel more than anybody else, and how bad this is in schools. And now you've got the same sort of thing. You know, these people apply this in science. They're talking about how it affects people's thinking. And it's very difficult for kids to realize that there is another alternative source of information out there when you've got teen kids news on ABC talking about global warming and climate change. You've got MTV talking about global warming and global their teachers.
Climate change is a foregone conclusion in any level of education.
However, if you are given that insight, then it cracks open the artifice of the government system and the media that backs it. So my niece has that insight. So she is going to be skeptical of these people from now on. Maybe she will be able to pose a question like that or pose an answer like that. Well, and say, well, you know, I don't think this is going to affect me all that much, but here's the alternative that could affect me. I think it's a great idea. And that's the sort of battle she's going to have to engage in. It's a good constructive idea, my friend.
And well, and what they've done, what the schools have done here is they've taken science, which is basically observation, forming a hypothesis, and then trying to disprove that hypothesis, and social sciences, which is a pseudoscience at best, and they've mixed the two together. And I think that's a fine way to show that, A, maybe they shouldn't do that, and B, I don't think that the schools are teaching the children how to think for themselves. They're teaching the children how to let other people think for them.
Absolutely. I just to relay a story about that, Julia's brother Chris was here over the weekend, and he's going to be moving into Keene soon, which is great news, of course. Even more people coming here is a great thing.
Yep.
But he was talking.
He's a smart, insightful, talented kid, too.
Yes, he's a great kid. And a kid. He's not a kid. He's, you know, in his 20s. But anyway, great guy. And he fixes copiers for a living. That's his job. And so he's traveling all over the place and going to various different businesses and government bureaucracies to fix copying machines. And one day he was at a government school, an elementary school of some sort, and he was in the office, of course, fixing the machine, and there was some little boy in there that, I don't know, maybe he was in trouble and waiting to go see the principal or something like that, right? And this young elementary school child had taken an interest in what Chris was doing over there, tinkering with the copy machine.
What are you
machine.
Doing?
Yeah,
what's
what are
name?
You doing? What's that? What's that?
What's
what
do that
you,
do?
How do you fix that?
Or, you
know,
whatever. Just asking a bunch of questions.
Asking questions, and the response of the, of course, Chris is answering his questions and engaging this young man's interest. And then some bureaucrat comes up to the conversation and essentially shames the child for asking so many questions.
Yep.
Don't ask him any questions.
Wow.
Don't bother him with your questions.
Right. You know, and it's of course it would take somebody who, you know, has become jaded by the you know, educational system, government educational system, to want to shut down a child who's asking questions like that. I personally would be, you know, I'd have it, to me that would be a great part of my day to be able to talk to a kid about what I'm doing and you know, explain it to him, explain some young man what you're doing. But I can also see how, you know, you as working for the government school system, you would be jaded to those kind of things.
But they don't want these kids to ask questions.
Right.
They don't want them to go out on their own limb and explore their own world of what they're interested in. What they should be learning is what the government school dictates that they learn and nothing else. It's a very top-down mentality, and when they see any evidence of kids thinking for themselves or exploring their own world, it's dangerous to them. It's dangerous to their authority, and that's one of the things that government schools are all about, is conditioning kids for the big boy world, where the big government bureaucrats that can hurt you and put you in a jail cell will tell you what to do with your life.
You know, talk about stifling somebody's curiosity, somebody's natural curiosity.
Yeah. That's exactly what
but
they're
But I think they've gotten past stifling it. Now they suck it out like, you know, curiosity vampire.
Right, we'll tell you what to do. Don't you be interested in that fixing copy machines. We need to give you aptitude tests, and if you pass the right test, then you might be cut out for fixing copiers. But according to our tests, you're going to be a garbage man, son.
You know what strikes me as interesting is looking at what's going on with my niece. My niece is being attacked. Those kids are being attacked with falsehoods. Okay, they're being
but it's
misled.
Presented from an authority figure,
right? So it's not seen as an attack. Now I'm thinking about as the person who would come in to present some alternative information. I got an email from somebody and they asked, you know, did your niece present that alternative information that you offered her to give to the mm-hmm. teacher? And I said, no, actually, she sort of backed down on that and she didn't want to, you know, raise waves. Yeah, so I said, you know, now it's going to be incumbent on me to go in there, and they're going to be saying, oh, what are you doing? Why are you bothering us? And this is my agenda. This is what we're doing. If you want to change it, then go to the meeting, go to the school board meeting, go to this.
Get elected.
Yeah, and all I want to do is just say, hey, will you read this and be fair?
No.
Doesn't
no,
happen in
won't.
Government. No, no way. We've
and
got
you're
the
not in charge of this system.
Exactly.
The government's
now,
in charge of the system.
Up.
And we want bigger right. government so we can have more teachers, because teachers deserve to be paid more than anybody else on the entire planet. And we want summers. We want another month off in summers, no. because that's what the union wants. And they yes. want to jam it down your throat, and they want to do it around the world, of course.
And then when the kids get out of school, so many of the kids have not been presented this other information. Well, of course the EPA should regulate carbon dioxide emissions. We've never heard of the problems of unintended consequences and the costs that will inspire.
Not only are they not going to present your perspective, but as you say, pay up. Once they've told you to go screw off and go use the system to change the system, which will take you, you know, decades if
yeah,
you even
right.
get it to be, if it's even successful, not only are you going to not have your viewpoint presented, but you'll also be forced to subsidize their viewpoint. Because if you say, well, okay, you don't have to teach what I'm asking you to teach, and I don't have to pay for your school system. I'm going to just not cut, around here at 60% property taxes is what's going to the government school. So I'm going to cut you a check for 40% of the property tax bill because I don't want to pay for these government schools. They're not teaching what I want them to teach, and I strenuously object
yeah.
to it. So therefore, I'm not paying, and then 3 years later, they'll steal your house from you. They'll throw you and your family out of your own home after they've stolen your house out from under you because you don't even own it. And that's what you'll find out when you decide you don't want to pay for this government indoctrination anymore. It
right.
sickens me.
You know, and then if once you go in front, you know, once you get your opportunity to have yourself heard because you've decided not to pay your taxes, you go in front of them and say, hey, look, I wanted to, have a certain say in the government school system, which you're forcing me to pay for. And da, da, da. Well, they'll give you a program to help you pay, to help you with the paying off of your house, whether it's, some kind of deferred terms or some sort of discount or something like that. And if you, refuse that program because you want to be heard inside the school system, well, they'll be able to pat themselves on the back. Well, we gave
we did everything
jammed.
We could. Yeah, right,
we did everything
right.
we possibly could. I mean, we jammed the education down his children's subs, stealing his money, but we were going to give him a discount.
Stealing the house was the last resort. It
right.
was the last thing we could do.
We rolled in the tanks and crushed him and his dog and his family. We did everything we could.
Thank you, Matt.
You think I'm out of my mind when I say rolling in the tanks? They've done it. We've read the stories where the cops come in with the armored personnel carriers, and the fact is they shoot people over property taxes
yeah.
not paid.
If you don't want to leave, yeah, they'll shoot you.
Yep.
800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I hope we get enough people up here someday to where we can just stop paying these goons and we can be safe about it, because just one person doing it, you're going to get thrown out of your house. It's Free Talk Live. Hour 3 is coming up.
Government officials like to think they know better than the rest of us. They tell us what we can buy and when we can buy it, everything from guns and booze to cold medicine and cigarettes. Now they've gone even farther. Cities across the country are now trying to tax and ban bottled water. That's right. Simple, no alcohol, no caffeine, no calorie bottled water. They say it's wasteful and buying it is, quote, stupid. But who are they to decide? If politicians decide you shouldn't even be able to buy bottled water, what's next? Visit us at enjoybottledwater.org and sign the petition to keep the nanny state out of our water bottles.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.